Okay, so we're going to be in Exodus 24 this morning, and I'm just going to go ahead and read part of the passage. You know what? I think I'm going to go ahead and read the whole chapter, and then we're going to kind of walk back through the chapter as we go. Then he said to Moses, "Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship from afar. Moses alone shall come near to the Lord, but the others shall not come near, and the people shall not come up with him." Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the rules, and all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words that the Lord has spoken we will do." And Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. He rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the people of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in the basins, and half of the blood he threw against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people. And they said, "All that the Lord has spoken we will do, and we will be obedient." And Moses took the blood and threw it on the people and said, "Behold, the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Then Moses and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu and 70 of the elders of Israel went up, and they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet, as it were, a pavement of sapphire stone, like the very heaven for clearness. And he did not lay his hand on the chief men of the people of Israel. They beheld God, ate and drank. And the Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, that I may give you the tablets of stone and the law and the commandments, which I have written for their instruction." So Moses rose with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up to the mountain of God. And he said to the elders, "Wait here for us until we return. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute, let him go with them." And Moses went up to the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord dwelt on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered 6 days. And on the seventh day he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain, and Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. So what we have here in this chapter, ladies, is really what is called a covenant confirmation service or a covenant renewal service. And what it really is this is a worship service. We see really a pattern for what we use here, even at First Baptist Church, for our Sunday services, for our worship services. We see a call to worship. We see the word is read. We see people respond. There's a covenant renewal, which for us is communion. We don't do that every Sunday, but we do that. We see the people gathered around a sacred meal and that God's presence is there. So we're going to walk through each of these elements. Here, he said to Moses, "Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship from afar." And so you see God calling them to worship. He's calling Moses, he's calling Aaron and Aaron's sons and the 70 elders. And probably these 70 elders came from, do you remember back in Exodus 18? When Moses' father-in-law Jethro came to him and noticed Moses was a little overwhelmed and suggested that he set up kind of a system of government with elders, and that's probably where these elders came from. And so we see God calling them to worship. And then in verse 2, Moses alone comes near to the Lord, but the others shall not come, and the people shall not come up with him. And then Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all of the rules, and all the people answered with one voice. So we see a call to worship. The word is read, just like we have in our worship services. The word is read, and then the people respond. And I'm sure probably you might have giggled when you read this verse number 3, where the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words that the Lord has spoken, we will do." And you know, you probably giggled as I did. Yeah, we know the rest of the story. But they had every intention of obeying the Lord, just like we do. We have every intention of obeying the Lord. And so the people respond. They have a confession of faith. All the words that the Lord has spoken, we will do. And then what does Moses do? He builds an altar, doesn't he? He builds an altar, and that represents God. And we learned in the earlier chapters that God asked him to build an altar out of what? Earth. He built an altar out of earth, not out of stone. And he was not to use... I can't even pronounce the word. Hewn stone. So God did not want them to use stone that had been chiseled and smoothed and carved in a certain way. And the altar was not to have steps. We learned that in a few chapters before this. Because God did not want them to have an altar like the pagans did. You saw that in your homework. There was to be no steps. There was not to be these special stones. And there was not to be any... sexual acts happening on the altar, the steps of the altars they're going up, because this is what the pagans used to do. So God is telling him, I am a holy God. I am the one true God. I will be worshipped how I deem to be worshipped, and you will not worship as the pagans do. It's the beginning of God setting them apart, consecrating them to be his people, his nation. And so he deems that he is going to be worshipped. And so Moses builds his altar of earth. And then we see in verse 4, Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. You should highlight that verse in your Exodus book. Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. God's relationship with his people is now becoming a written word. This is how God plans to communicate to his people from this point through eternity, through the written word. So that's a very important thing for us to take notice of. God's going to communicate to them, and he communicates to us through the written word. Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. And so then we have this verse. He rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. So those pillars, we don't know exactly what they look like, but they're representing the 12 tribes. So you have this altar that represents God. You have the pillars that represent the people. You have Moses writing down the words of God and they're getting ready to have a worship service. One thing that's really interesting to note is through this whole chapter, you see Moses doing every instruction that the Lord gave him very intentionally. Everything is very intentional, and Moses represents God by being very intentional on how he carries out God's instructions. And so we have this altar, which represents God's presence and a place for making sacrifices, because the Israelites are going to be making sacrifices as part of their worship to God. And this was essential because sinners can only worship a holy God on the basis of a sacrifice. So the people worshiped God long before there was a temple or even a tabernacle, but they never worshiped him without an altar. Hang on just one.